be deceiving like along in here, that probably was pine. But it was a cypress house.
You have those boards that, what do you call them, that would lap over each other?
Oh, no, really it didn't. They were up, up straight with a batting over the seam. No. Now, this house, before we put this siding, but it still has that effect. It's not on the porch, but on the outside, you can see it. That's what you call shiplack, I believe. Yeah, that's right.
Now, how did you build a fire in the fireplace? Did you have a fireplace?
Oh, yeah. Still have a fireplace. I might have to pull that piece of sheetrock out and use it as well if they keep getting worse and worse about it. We had fireplaces, and
what were they like? How did they build? You
can walk right there in my room and see it if you'd like.
Well, just tell me for the tape how they were.
Oh, well, they were very plain fireplaces, but they were very efficient because they never did smoke, and they protruded about 3 feet above the roof, and they were quite large. You could put pieces, of course, that ain't gonna do no good to the tape, about that large in there. And now with money and wood like it is, it's a shame to say it, but Lord, we used to burn most cypress with our own wood, which we still have, because I have woodland. And we heated for that. And we are...
You don't dare burn cypress now, do you?
Burn cypress, you can't even buy it to put in your house, all of it. No, you wouldn't burn no cypress now. And they worked these places with mules. They had 15 or 20 mules at different times.
And they put to a wagon, they put a...
Well, you see, you had to do your plowing and your harrowing and haul your stuff around too. You had wagons to haul your cane and your cotton. And there was cotton gins in this area too when I was a child, which there isn't any now. And there was also sawmills, but we don't have any out here now. And I don't know what else to tell you.
The fireplace had a, well, how were they built? What were they made out of?
Well, made out of bricks and mortar. And with an opening about so.
Okay.
And where you put your wood just for your own good, but you've seen fireplaces around you, haven't you?
Were they raised? Did it have a raise?
No, you didn't raise nothing in those days. Like, you mean they had the seat around a fireplace now?
Yeah.
Or a bucket? No. I never did see any like that. They were very plain. They have a mantle up at the top where you put ornaments, a picture, whatever you mm-hmm. have. And,
did it have a kind of a place out in front of the fireplace where, you know, that was built out, made out of stone or brick or something like that, where wood couldn't come out, roll out and catch fire?
No, didn't have that. The wood would sit up on what they call anions. It would be a piece of iron elevated about that high, and it had a front to it coming up, and your wood rested on there, and you either started off the fire with a little coal oil or a lot of newspaper. And a lot of times the men, when they're sitting out at night talking and didn't know what to do, they'd be whittling and stuff, and they'd be shaving and start the fire quick in the morning. We never cooked in my time, we never cooked in the fireplace, but in my grandmother's time, they had cooked in the fireplace. We used to make coffee early in the morning and in the afternoon.
How did you like the coffee?
How do we like it?
How do you like your coffee here?
Oh, well, I have electric stove now and all the modern conveniences.
You would cook the coffee in the fire, though?
What you do, you'd set your log so that they didn't fall or anything. Your water don't get spilled. You had a little pot.